This is the reading for October 13. Ezekiel chapter 9. Then he shouted with a loud voice in my ears, "You who are chosen to punish the city, come near with your weapon in your hand." Then six men came from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, each with his powerful weapon in his hand. Among them was a man dressed in linen with a writing case at his side. The man went in and stood by the bronze altar. Then the glory of the God of Israel went up from above the creatures with wings where it had been to the place in the temple where the door opened. He called to the man dressed in linen who had the writing case at his side. He said to the man, "Go through Jerusalem and put a mark on the foreheads of the people who groan and cry about all the hateful things being done among them." As I listened, he said to the other men, "Go through the city behind the man dressed in linen and kill. Don't pity anyone and don't show mercy. Kill and destroy old men, young men and women, little children and older women, but don't touch any who have the mark on them. Start at my temple." So they started with the older leaders who were in front of the temple. Then he said to the men, "Make the temple unclean and fill the courtyards with those who have been killed. Go out." So the men went out and killed the people in the city. While the men were killing the people, I was left alone. I bowed face down on the ground and I cried out, "Oh, Lord God, will you destroy everyone left alive in Israel when you turn loose your anger on Jerusalem?" Then he said to me, "The sin of the people of Israel and Judah is very great. The land is filled with people who murder, and the city is full of people who are not fair. The people say, 'The Lord has left the land, and the Lord does not see.' But I will have no pity, nor will I show mercy. I will bring their evil back on their heads." Then the man dressed in linen with a writing case at his side reported, "I have done just as you commanded me." Ezekiel chapter 10. Then I looked and saw in the dome above the heads of the living creatures something like a sapphire gem which looked like a throne. The Lord said to the man dressed in linen, "Go in between the wheels under the living creatures. Fill your hands with coals of fire from between the living creatures and scatter the coals over the city." As I watched, the man with linen clothes went in. Now the living creatures were standing on the south side of the temple when the man went in. And a cloud filled the inner courtyard. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the living creatures and stood over the door of the temple. The temple was filled with a cloud, and the courtyard was full of the brightness from the glory of the Lord. The sound of the wings of the living creatures was heard all the way to the outer courtyard. It was like the voice of God Almighty when He speaks. When the Lord commanded the man dressed in linen, "Take fire from between the wheels, from between the living creatures," the man went in and stood by a wheel. One living creature put out his hand to the fire that was among them, took some of the fire, and put it in the hands of the man dressed in linen. Then the man took the fire and went out. Something that looked like a human hand could be seen under the wings of the living creatures. I saw the four wheels by the living creatures, one wheel by each living creature. The wheels looked like shining chrysolite. All four wheels looked alike. Each looked like a wheel crossways inside another wheel. When the wheels moved, they went in any of the directions that the four living creatures faced. The wheels did not turn about, and the living creatures did not turn their bodies as they went. All their bodies, their backs, their hands, their wings, and the wheels were full of eyes all over. Each of the four living creatures had a wheel. I heard the wheels being called whirling wheels. Each living creature had four faces. The first face was the face of a creature with wings. The second face was a human face. The third was the face of a lion, and the fourth was the face of an eagle. Then the living creatures flew up. They were the same living creatures I had seen by the Kibar River. When the living creatures moved, the wheels moved beside them. When the living creatures lifted their wings to fly up from the ground, the wheels did not leave their place beside them. When the living creatures stopped, the wheels stopped. When the creatures went up, the wheels went up also, because the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Then the glory of the Lord left the door of the temple and stood over the living creatures. As I watched, the living creatures spread their wings and flew up from the ground with the wheels beside them. They stood where the east gate of the temple of the Lord opened, and the glory of the God of Israel was over them. These were the living creatures I had seen under the God of Israel by the Kibar River. I knew they were called cherubim. Each one had four faces and four wings, and under their wings were things that looked like human hands. Their faces looked the same as the ones I had seen by the Kibar River. They each went straight ahead.
Chapter 22.
Brothers and fathers, listen as I now present my case to you. When the mob heard him speak to them in Hebrew, they became even more quiet. Then Paul continued, I'm a Jew. I was born and raised in the city of Tarsus in Cilicia and received my education from Gamaliel here in Jerusalem. My education was in the strict rules handed down by our ancestors. I was as devoted to God as all of you are today. I persecuted people who followed the way of Christ. I tied up men and women and put them into prison until they were executed. The chief priest and the entire council of our leaders can prove that I did this. In fact, they even gave me letters to take to the Jewish community in the city of Damascus. I was going there to tie up believers and bring them back to Jerusalem to punish them. But as I was on my way and approaching the city of Damascus about noon, a bright light from heaven suddenly flashed around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice asking me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? I answered, Who are you, sir? The person told me, I am Jesus from Nazareth, the one you're persecuting. The men who were with me saw the light but didn't understand what the person who was speaking to me said. Then I asked, What do you want me to do, Lord? The Lord told me, Get up, go into the city of Damascus, and you'll be told everything I've arranged for you to do. I was blind because the light had been so bright, so the men who were with me led me into the city of Damascus. A man named Ananias lived in Damascus. He was a devout person who followed Moses' teachings. All the Jews living in Damascus spoke highly of him. He came to me, stood beside me, and said, Brother Saul, receive your sight. At that moment, my sight came back and I could see Ananias. Ananias said, The God of our ancestors has chosen you to know his will, to see the one who has God's approval, and to hear him speak to you. You will be his witness and will tell everyone what you have seen and heard. What are you waiting for now? Get up, be baptized, and have your sins washed away as you call on his name. After that, I returned to Jerusalem. While I was praying in the temple courtyard, I fell into a trance and saw the Lord. He told me, Hurry, get out of Jerusalem immediately. The people here won't accept your testimony about me. I said, Lord, people here know that I went from synagogue to synagogue to imprison and whip those who believe in you. When Stephen, who witnessed about you, was being killed, I was standing there. I approved of his death and guarded the coats of those who were murdering him. But the Lord told me, Go, I'll send you on a mission. You'll go far away to people who aren't Jewish. Up to that point, the mob listened. Then they began to shout, Kill him! The world doesn't need a man like this! He shouldn't have been allowed to live this long! The mob was yelling, taking off their coats and throwing dirt into the air. So the officer ordered the soldiers to take Paul into the barracks and told them to question Paul as they whipped him. The officer wanted to find out why the people were yelling at Paul like this. But when the soldiers had Paul stretch out to tie him to the whipping post with the straps, Paul asked the sergeant who was standing there, Is it legal for you to whip a Roman citizen who hasn't had a trial? When the sergeant heard this, he reported it to his commanding officer. The sergeant asked him, What are you doing? This man is a Roman citizen. The officer went to Paul and asked him, Tell me, are you a Roman citizen? Paul answered, Yes. The officer replied, I paid a lot of money to become a Roman citizen. Paul replied, But I was born a Roman citizen. Immediately, the soldiers who were going to question Paul stepped away from him. The officer was afraid when he found out that he had tied up a Roman citizen. The officer wanted to find out exactly what accusation the Jews had against Paul. So the officer released Paul the next day and ordered the chief priests and the entire Jewish council to meet. Then the officer brought Paul and had him stand in front of them.